Hi folks, I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. Last summer, I was struck by something that Senators Lindsey Graham and Elizabeth Warren wrote in a joint op-ed in the New York Times, where they used the Interstate Commerce Commission as a model for what they would like to do to regulate so-called big tech, regulate social media and the internet at large. So I decided to take a look back at exactly what the Interstate Commerce Commission was. It doesn't exist anymore. It was mercifully put out to pasture a few decades ago. And in the latest issue of Reason Magazine, I took a look at that history and at exactly why that would be a terrible model for regulating big tech. Unfortunately, bad ideas just never seem to die in Washington. I thought I would share some of that history with you this week. So the Interstate Commerce Commission, which existed for about a century before it was finally abolished in 1995, I think it's one of the best historical examples of how governmental attempts at regulating the economy can backfire. It was created with the stated goal of protecting consumers from the competitive interests of Gilded Age railroad barons, but the ICC was quickly captured by those very special interests that it sought to control, and then it helped to entrench a railroad cartel. At the height of its powers, the ICC tried to limit the use of trucks for hauling freight because they would compete with railroads. That effort, thankfully, failed. And it later used its influence to even have a critic of the railroad monopoly committed to an asylum. We'll get to that in just a minute. But naturally, some senators now see the ICC as an ideal model, or at least a useful model, for a new agency aimed at regulating big tech. Again, this was specifically cited by Senators Lindsey Graham and Elizabeth Warren in an op-ed that ran a few months ago in the New York Times. In there, they said, quote, "It's time to rein in big tech, and we can't do it with a law that only nibbles around the edges of the problem." They specifically cited the ICC, along with a few other historical government agencies, as an example for what they'd like to do. Warren has also invoked the ICC in some posts on X, that's the social media site formerly known as Twitter, and in public comments calling for tighter federal control over companies like Amazon and Facebook. And indeed, the bill that Graham and Warren have put together wouldn't nibble around the edges. It would create a new federal commission to regulate online platforms. That commission would tentatively be called the Digital Consumer Protection Commission, and it would have concurrent jurisdiction with the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, and the Department of Justice, the DOJ. In the senator's telling, this newfangled ICC for big tech would aim to preserve innovation while minimizing harm presented by emerging industries. But that's far from the story of the original ICC. See, that agency, that commission, was created in 1887 with the noble goal of setting just and reasonable rates for freight carried by trains across the country. The ICC frequently hindered innovation, sometimes drastically, according to Richard Langlois, an economics professor at the University of Connecticut. He wrote that in the Wall Street Journal last August. So once the railroads and other shipping interests had effectively captured the ICC, it became a convenient tool for limiting competition from other forms of transportation. Thomas Gale Moore, an economic historian and one-time member of President Ronald Reagan's Council of Economic Advisors, has written that persistent lobbying from the railroads helped to bring the relatively new trucking industry under control of the ICC starting in 1935. After that, the trucking companies had to get something called a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity from the ICC before they could operate across state lines. Existing companies easily got those permission slips, but new companies found it very difficult to get one for obvious protectionist reasons. That was a policy that did little to protect the public, but obviously benefited the railroads by slowing the growth of trucking as an alternative for freight. One of the more bizarre anecdotes in ICC's history involves the inventor Eben Moody Boynton, who in 1920 claimed to have invented a new type of railroad that required only a single track to operate. The ICC ultimately played a role in institutionalizing Boynton, and it took 2 months and the intervention of a Massachusetts congressman before he was freed. Now, the so-called bicycle railroad never really caught on, but that hardly seems to justify the ICC's heavy-handed efforts to silence him and to prevent his invention from ever getting a fair shake. By 1980, the railroad industry was nearing the end of a long decline that was due in no small part to the ICC's cartelization of the industry. That same year, Milton Friedman singled out the commission in his book Free to Choose as the paramount illustration of what he called the natural history of government intervention. What he wrote about the history of the ICC is particularly prescient, I think, for anyone who's encouraging federal regulation of technology and social media. Friedman wrote, "A real or fancied evil leads to demands to do something about it. A political coalition forms consisting of sincere, high-minded reformers and equally sincere, interested parties. The reformers create a new agency to do the work they believe is in the best interest of consumers, but the interested parties go to work to make sure that the power is used for their benefit, and they generally succeed." That same year, Congress effectively sidelined the ICC with the passage of a new law that deregulated trucking and rail. In the absence of the anti-competitive bottleneck created by the ICC, freight railroads actually reversed that decades-long decline, and they're now thriving. Consumers are reaping the benefits. Average rail shipping rates have declined by 40% when you adjust for inflation over the past 40 years, according to the Association of American Railroads. So the idea that a new federal regulatory agency is in the best interest of consumers, that was outdated 40 years ago. The ICC originated because the Elizabeth Warrens and the Lindsey Grahams of the late 1800s sought to use federal power to take on the big tech billionaires of their time. The ICC's myriad failures, meanwhile, should be a warning for policymakers today. This is not a model to be duplicated. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Bame. You can check out more of our coverage of big tech regulation, everything else going on in Washington and around the country this week at Reason.com. And catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.